Rodney Allen Walker, born 9/28/51. Not very old, really, in the standards of us talking about getting old. He died the 3rd of March, the 21st, the 3rd month of March, the 21st in 2024, 72 years old. I actually figured up the, I believe I'm right in this, the days, months, and years, 72 years, 6 months, and 14 days or something like that. It's a solemn thing when you think about it. I'm going to comment in just a moment, but I want to finish this obituary. He was preceded in death by his parents, Doris and Keith Walker. He married Anita on April the 17th, 1981. This needs not be said, but it does need to be said. He was an avid outdoorsman. I admire anybody that fishes. I don't have the patience to fish. And he would fish all that he could. He loved spending time with his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. He was a member of the South Haven Church of Christ and served as a shepherd, a teacher, a lay preacher, but most importantly, he loved the Lord. Surviving are members of his family, his wife, Anita, his children, Stacy, Aaron's, Todd Walker, Corey Walker, grandchildren, Dakota Sanchez, Kyle Sanchez, K-A-I-T, Keith Sanchez. I'm going to ask you another one in a minute, too. Keith Sanchez and Isaac and Elijah Null, Caden Purnell, grandchildren include Jackson, Stella, Roman Sanchez, as well as many nieces and nephews. All surviving are his siblings, Wayne and Donna, I didn't mention the other spouses, I'm sorry. And Jeanette, well, how do you pronounce it? I'll let her pronounce it for me. Marvin Walker and Dale and Cindy Walker. I'm going to talk to you, I'm not preaching now, but I'm going to talk to you about heaven. I never used to think much about heaven. Ever, even as a Christian. But the older I get, the more heaven is real to me, and the more I think about it. I heard Brian Solomon say one time when he's talking about his grandpa, he said he went to talk to his grandpa about the Lord, and Sid said, I want to talk to you about the Lord. He said, I want to talk to you about heaven. That gets your attention. We know that Rodney's in heaven. He made his commitment to the Lord Jesus years ago. We know that's where he is. We have a great hope. That hope is not here yet, but it's going to be. We shall see him again. Thank God for that. I didn't know him real well. He was gone a lot. I'd see him pulling out with the boat, and I didn't get to see him very much. But he is and was well-respected in this camp. People loved him. You're going to hear some of this, share that in a little bit. He was a great man, a great man. Loved the Lord and loved people and loved his family. And we pause this day to share those words with you. That a drop of ink and a sheet of paper does not define somebody's life. Right. He was much, much more than that, much more. And we're grateful that we had a part in his life and he had a part in ours. And I hope that this day, that as we honor him, we're not here to mourn, although mourning is a part of when we lose a loved one. We're here to celebrate a life. The scripture says, rejoice at the death and be sorrowful at the birth. That's hard for us to do. But we share this because we know that we have that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dale Defoe is going to come and lead us in a couple of congregational songs. They will be on the projector systems on the screens if you'll sing along.
Family asked us to sing these songs. mean something special to them. I think they're going to mean something special to you. Oh, what a wonderful day when heaven came down and your glory filled my soul. Let's sing those three verses. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took the offer of grace He did proffer, praise me, oh praise His dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul. And now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Another great song the family's asked us to sing. It's one I haven't heard in a long time, but nothing more appropriate. It said, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." Let's sing that. This world is not my... This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me beyond love's heaven's door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have a friend in You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have a friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me beyond love's heaven's door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving Savior up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I held His hand. He's now enough for me in heaven. heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me beyond those heaven's door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.